invasive alien species, organisms which threaten the balance of ecosystems. They can outcompete or even attack endemic species.
When this occurs, they can become vulnerable, endangered, or even go extinct.
Welcome to the Invite Chat, and on today's episode, we plan to discuss these key terms pertaining to environmentally sensitive species.
According to the International Union for Conservation of Nature, a vulnerable species is one which has the potential to go endangered unless life-threatening circumstances are removed.
Endangered species are those which have a high chance of going extinct in the near future. An organism can either be considered endangered or critically endangered.
Within Trinidad and Tobago, we have a few endangered species, such as the leatherback and hawksbill turtles, the golden tree frog, the ocelot, and the powi.
However, when all the species of a certain group of animals die, they are considered extinct. But if some members are still living, but in captivity, usually for conservative measures, they are considered extinct in the wild.
So to prevent this from happening, there are several international conventions and regulations in place to provide protection for environmentally sensitive species.
These are the Ramsar Convention for wetlands, the Spore Protocol for specially protected areas and wildlife, and the Convention on Biological Diversities.
With these in place, along with proper enforcement, threats to their survival can be limited, such as overhunting and habitat destruction.
But one major threat which is difficult to minimize is pollution.
Air, water, land, light, and noise pollution all affect these organisms in various ways.
Next few episodes, we will discuss more on these types of pollution on not only wildlife, but also human health.
Thanks for listening. This was the Envy Chat.